Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know Justin from Graham is. Justin, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, Justin is set. Steve, so you better get out of here.
All right, bye-bye.
For those who are playing at home, Justin has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yeah.
What is the 11th month of the year?
November.
Yes. Which late night host did Drew Barrymore flash as a birthday present?
Jimmy Fallon?
No.
Or Jimmy Kimmel?
No.
Pass.
What animal produces most of the world's wool?
Sheep.
Yes. Which South American country has won the most FIFA World Cup titles?
Brazil.
Correct. What is Linus and Lucy's last name in Peanuts?
Oh, pass.
Which global leader's autobiography is titled The Long Walk to Freedom?
Pass.
What decade did Coca-Cola first adopt Santa as a spokesperson?
50s.
No.
40s.
No.
60s.
No. Columbus is the capital of which state?
Ohio.
Yes. What is the stage name of Austin Richard Post?
Damn it. Pass.
What are electrically charged atoms called?
Cells. I don't know.
Oh, you got 4 correct, Justin.
All right.
There were some tricky ones in there. I'll admit it. She's a very strict teacher.
I got to start listening to the cheat sheet.
Welcome back, Steve Miggs.
Good to be back.
Blindfold ready? Are yes. You ready?
Might as well go win the whole f***ing thing.
Wrong button. I got to change that. I can't hear that anymore. It makes me sad.
It hurts a little
bit. It does still.
Steve, what is the 11th month of the year?
November.
Yes. Which late night host did Drew Barrymore flash as a birthday present?
Is that Dave Letterman?
It was. What animal David produces Letterman. the most of the world's wool?
What animal?
Yes.
That'd be a sheep.
It is. Which South American country has won the most FIFA World Cup titles?
Argentina?
No.
Brazil?
Yes. What is Linus and Lucy's last name in Peanuts?
Peanuts.
No.
Linus and Lucy... Shriver.
No.
I don't know. I'm making things up. Sweeten.
No.
Puppy.
Which global leader's autobiography is titled The Long Walk to Freedom?
Which global leader? I don't know. Nelson Mandela.
Yes. What decade did Coca-Cola first adopt Santa as a spokesperson?
50s.
No.
60s.
No.
70s.
No. Damn. Columbus is the capital of which state?
Ohio.
Yes. What is the what is the stage name of Austin Richard Post?
Oh, Post Malone.
Yeah. What are electrically charged atoms called?
Protons.
No.
Electrons.
No.
Neutrons.
No.
I've run out of trons.
Steve, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct, and that is a win. 7-4. Sorry, Justin.
Damn.
I'm the best. I'm the best.
Linus and Lucy Van Pelt.
Really?
Yes.
Are they related to Scott?
Probably.
Oh, wow.
SVP. The decade that Coca-Cola first adopted Santa as a spokesperson was the 1930s. And electrically charged atoms are called ions.
We are pretty fired up now. We got the Coca-Cola cans in our household with the Santa Claus on them.
The holidays are here, baby.
It just tastes better.
It does.
I don't know what it is about Santa. It just makes everything taste better.
The Daily Mix Show.
We are so excited to be back doing Coats for Kids with the Washington State Council of Firefighters and Operation Warm. And our goal this year is to help 2,500 kids keep warm during the nasty season. And a $25 donation will put a brand new coat on a local child in need.
And I got to give a massive shout out to all the Rockaholics. Yesterday we started, it was day one. And we of course, started at $0 raised. And we're over $1,000 raised thanks to the generous donations from people like Lane McFadden, Chad, Luke Arilla, who donated $200. Douglas Knapp donated $200 as well. Jessica Carr donated $50. Any amount helps. It could be $5, $50, or $200. Or join the 69 Club at $69 or any kind of number around that.
You can go to KISW.com to make a donation to Coats for Kids.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent. Or you did something bad, and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby. It's time to slide into our VMs.
We're sliding and sliding and sliding
on the Daily Mix Show.
It really does mean the world to us to know that you have taken the time out of your busy life to leave us a voice message. And you can do it through the Odyssey app. Just look for the microphone icon. Steve,
yes.
What is happening in there today?
Let's check out our first voice message.
Last week you were talking about, you kept hearing some opera singer on YouTube and you were like going down a rabbit hole. I'm assuming that this will be because of my voice, Elizabeth Zharoff. She's from Wenatchee.
Okay, so the charismatic voice, it's a YouTube series that I love because it's just like you watch her respond and react to songs she's never heard before. And yet she talks about the vocal talents of whoever she's watching, from metal to punk to rock to all different genres. But I also love that she's reacting to just the overall vibe of the song.
Yeah.
And so I did not realize that she's from around here.
She's a local lady.
She's got like over 2 million followers or 2 million subscribers on YouTube. And I mean, her YouTube series is it's super popular. That's pretty cool.
That's very cool.
And she would actually be a good interview for you guys if you guys want it.
Well, she's got 2 million followers. She's not going to want to talk to us.
We're small potatoes.
Yeah.
She's done a lot of Seattle bands. She's done all the Big Four. She's into Classic Soul, Heart, lots of Queensryche. She's also, believe it or not, at the forefront of harsh metal vocals right now.
I don't believe you.
I don't know.
So harsh metal vocals, I guess, because maybe she's worried about the singer's vocal cords.
Sure.
Research into it with the University of Utah.
What?
It's really cool. There's actually several videos on it if you want to check them out on our channel. And it'd be really cool.
This guy's a lot of information.
Learning a little bit more about her. So I did grab a couple of her songs and her reactions to some of our favorite bands. And
oh,
so you
boy.
Have to guess whether or not she liked the band or not. So this all started originally because I went down the rabbit hole and I found her watching a Guns N' Roses song, Welcome to the Jungle. And I thought she was hilarious because she was commenting on Axl's moans. And if you haven't heard that, this is that moment.
That's an impressive high moaning he's got going on there, you guys. Like, that's some falsetto moaning with a nice... there might even be a little bit of closure of the false folds.
Oh, there was definitely closure in he recorded that, yeah.
The false folds holding that sound back. Mm. It's not really a squeal-o, it's a squeal moan.
I think she's hilarious.
She's great.
Yeah. What's her name again? Elizabeth Zharoff.
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 The charismatic voice.
The charismatic voice might be easier to find her on YouTube that way. All right, so I picked each of our favorite bands.
No.
Mine, of course.
Pearl Jam.
Yours being?
Rush.
Danny's being?
Avril Lavigne.
Wow. The Offspring. No,
Chumbawamba. Yes, The Offspring. All right, so we'll start off with Pearl Jam. This was her reaction, and this is one of my favorite videos to watch, or of anybody watching Pearl Jam's Black, the Unplugged version for the first time, because it makes me fall in love with the band and the song all over again.
Wow. Like, tears, shivers, all of the above. Whoa. I'm so shocked by how good this is, if I'm really honest. It's like, I thought it was going to be good, but I had no idea it was going to be this good.
Yeah, so she likes Pearl Jam.
Nice.
All right, what do you think? You think she's going to dig Rush?
Oh, I hope so.
What's that sound again? Oh,
please.
Oh. She just made the same sound you made. Oh.
A Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
Boom. Right there at the very beginning, his enunciation is killer. The way he sings through his consonants is just spectacular. There's an M and an N and mean. And both on M and an M and an N, you close your mouth. You go, right? You feel that closure in the front of your mouth.
Try it, Danny. Mm-mm. Oh, yeah, she's right. I feel very closed.
That closure is going to restrict some of the sound energy from flowing out. It keeps a really nice phrase going. And then it also gives it this fun, like, extra rhythmic energy. It's great.
Okay, so she likes Rush.
She nearly took the words out of my mouth.
You were going to go off about...
Yeah, of course.
Okay, now we have The Offspring.
All right.
The song she listened to was The Kids Aren't All Right.
That's fair.
Okay, so what do you think? Do you think she's going to like it or no?
Yes, I do.
She seems very positive. I think she's going to like it.
Yeah.
Fascinating. I think one of my least favorite vocal styles is punk.
Oh, no, Danny.
There you go.
Wait, there is a but, though.
But I think that when done in a certain way, I think punk can be extremely effective.
I gotta imagine as an opera singer, punk is definitely not like a style that would really tickle your fancy much at all.
Yeah, you just don't care.
It's like opposite end of the spectrum. Like,
what is this guy whining about?
The more I'm listening to this, the more this song actually makes me really incredibly sad. And that's such a strange juxtaposition for how energized it makes a person feel, right? It feels, now that this chorus has come back a few times, with the fragile lives, the shattered dreams especially, and just thinking about, especially for me, I'm thinking about the dreams that I have for my children. It hits differently, I think, now that I'm a parent than it would have even 5 years ago. Yeah, this feels profoundly sad, despite the energy.
Yeah, lyrically, I never really paid attention to the kids. It's very dark, like ODs and suicide. Yeah, I don't want my kid going down that road either.
I was going to say, that's why you don't listen to the lyrics,
no,
people.
Ignore it.
You just sing them. You don't actually read them.
Don't process
it. I mean, the most positive part of the song is about a girl dropping out of school and having a couple of kids. Everything else, it's really dark.
Well,
the kids aren't all right.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's what the song is about.
The Daily Mix Show.
If you want to look like a total turkey on your Thanksgiving dinner date, you can check out the new limited edition Daily Mix Show Thanksgiving t-shirt. It features all three of us on a yellow t-shirt. It's not black like all the other t-shirts we put out in the rock shop at KISW.com.
Perfect to get stained with gravy.
Absolutely. Danny's eating a turkey leg. I'm dancing on a pie. Steve, you have a pumpkin and a football in one hand.
Yeah.
You must have very big hands.
I have a large thumb.
And proceeds benefit the Washington State Food Coalition. Go get yourself one at KISW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're going to take a little walk back to last week, Steve Miggs, where you shared about a documentary you've been watching on YouTube.
Yes.
And it's called Dave Kingman, Baseball's Biggest A-Hole.
If you know baseball at all, especially 70s and 80s baseball, you know Dave Kingman as the 6'6" slugger, the home run hitter, 442 lifetime homers, 1,210 lifetime RBIs, a scary man to have at bat, nicknamed Kong, nicknamed King Kong. But he was also, with no ambiguity, one of the great assholes in baseball history.
And this docuseries is really fun. It's this guy by the name of Jeff Perlman. And it's like about a 15-minute audio/video podcast where he shows footage. And it's all like the lore of baseball. At least that's what I've been watching. But he's done, I think, some other sports like the Dallas Cowboys. But he'll like do stuff on like, you know, Barry Bonds. He just finds like these random stories, the 1986 Mets. And he goes like a deep dive into them. And this Dave Kingman guy, I didn't know anything about. Maybe I might have remembered him as a kid because he played with the Mets. But did not realize that he was this big of a jerk. And he talks about how like he's a massive jerk to media people. Like there was one female reporter that he didn't like, so he sent to the press box like a rat inside of a box. And when she opened it up, and people were like, dude, that's kind of messed up. And then they also shared this story, which kind of illustrates how he was a jerk to the fans and mainly to kids. And here's Jeff Perlman talking about that.
Kingman was trash. And when I mean trash, I don't even mean as a player. I mean, he was a guy, and this is a literal true story of something he used to do. If a kid had a baseball and he was behind the railing, he would ask Dave Kingman for an autograph. This happened at spring training on multiple occasions. And Dave Kingman would say, yeah, toss me the ball, ask him for an autograph. And the kid would toss Dave Kingman the ball, and Dave Kingman would let the ball fall and he'd walk away. Like, he was that level of
That's pretty nice.
Just teaching life lessons to these kids. Like, guess what? You're going to be disappointed more.
How would you handle that? Let's just say if a baseball player did that to Barrett.
Oh, I would be so upset.
Would you go full tarantula without alcohol?
Probably.
Oh, I would love to be there for that.
Oh my gosh. That is just so sad.
Right? Like, imagine like he's at the baseball game and it's like, I don't know who. Let's say newly signed Josh Naylor. Jeff Naylor's a real jerk, not Josh. So Josh is doing that and then he does that. Would you yell at him?
F you. Oh yeah, I'd go off for sure.
Danny, what about you?
No, I think I'd just be like, come on, man. And then there's nothing you can do. I feel like I've seen so many people be jerks like that before.
Yeah.
Like in concerts and stuff like that. So I don't know if I would like do more than just be like, well, sorry.
Part of me, it would be a struggle not to laugh.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. Like, I find great humor in these kind of things. I know it's not right, but like, if my daughter was crying, then I would be mad.
Sure.
But if she was just like, kind of like, whatever, I think I would just be dying laughing.
Never meet your heroes. That's what they say.
Have you had an instance where you were mad that you met your hero?
Well, I haven't. No, actually, every time I've met my actual heroes, things went very well. But when I met Corey Taylor backstage at one of our Pain in the Grass events,
okay.
I asked him for a selfie and he told me no, and I'm still not over it.
Did he give you a reason why?
No.
She brings this up like 3 or 4 times a year.
I'll be honest. Every time Corey Taylor's been at any of our events, he's been nothing but awesome.
Well, guess what, Steve? That's what everybody says. That was not my experience.
Him and I hung out in his dressing room and talked wrestling for like 30 minutes one time. God. Took all the selfies. Like a lot of selfies. We took like 17 selfies.
Wow. He wouldn't even give me one.
Yeah, Danny was even there too.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah. We took selfies with our shirts off. We took selfies with like wearing silly hats.
Wow, you guys are making me feel a lot better about this.
Is that the only time that you met him?
Yeah, I think so. Wow. Well, you've met him multiple times and took multiple selfies?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. The Daily Mix Show. Okay, we want to know from you now. Did you ever deal with a jerk of a celebrity when you were a kid or at any point, even as an adult, like I did with Corey Taylor?
He's a really 206,
nice guy. 206-803-ROCK. Tell us about that time you met a jerk of a celebrity, and we'll take those calls after Alice in Chains. Did you ever have a celebrity encounter where that celebrity was a total jerk to you, maybe as a kid or even as an adult? Call 206-803-ROCK and tell us all about it. Steve Viggs, we have someone on hold who has worked event security, and I bet they have some good stories.
Okay.
But first, we're going to chat with Juan in Maple Valley. Juan, when did you deal with a jerk of a celebrity?
Hey, morning, guys.
What's up, Juan?
Not much. The celebrity jerk I dealt with was Julio Cesar Chavez. You know the boxer?
Okay.
Yeah, what happened?
He was I get to my mom's house after work, and the street is lined up with cars, and I asked my mom what's going on, and where my dad was, and she said Julio Cesar Chavez is training right there in the corner. Oh, really? So I went to go see. And he was a real, bro.
Just rude to everybody?
Yeah, he was, yeah. And towards the end, when they were leaving, this dude was able to step up to him and ask him for his autograph. And this piece of ass threw a towel at one of his fans' face. I was like, oh, man, nah, bro. But in front of the cameras, this was out. And then from there, he went to the Boys and Girls Club. But in front of the cameras, this piece of ass was, real nice guy.
Oh,
you know?
Of course. I got a little nervous when you first said you got to your mom's house. I was like, was he at your mom's house? Like, what is happening here?
Leave my mom alone.
What kind of strange story are we about to embark on?
Alex in Kirkland, tell us about that jerk of a celebrity you encountered.
Yeah, good morning. First off, I just want to say I love the show.
Thank you.
I have a dog that looks for explosives at a lot of the events, you know, Climate Pledge Arena, Mariners, you know. I meet a lot of celebrities a lot of the time, you know, and mostly everybody's good. But I've had the opportunity to meet Macklemore a few times, and every time, you know, everybody gets treated the same way, but every time it's time to search him or search his car, it's like a big hassle. And, you know, he's not the worst guy in the world, but it's just general d-baggery.
So is he just like impatient?
He just doesn't like that he's getting treated like
a common folk.
Yeah, he's above that, you know.
Maybe he's upset that the prices went up at the thrift shop.
I do remember one time I got lucky enough to park at like the staff and a player parking garage one time at Lumen Field, and I think it's like anyone who has if you have suite access as well, you could get parked there. I've never parked in a spot where like you have to stop so that the dogs can walk around your car to make sure there's nothing bad going on.
Were you stressing?
Yes, and I had nothing to stress about, yet you know how it is.
Oh, I do know how it is.
Like, you just start stressing. Like, what if something's in here? I'm like, I have no explosives.
206-803-ROCK. Mike, you're in Seattle this morning. What's the story of the jerk of a celebrity you encountered?
So when I was a kid, I lived down in Santa Cruz, California. So I came home from school. I'm about 5, 6 years old and playing outside. And apparently I woke up my neighbor and her boyfriend, even though it's like 2 p.m. Well, her boyfriend came out to be Neil Young, right? So he comes out just cussing up a storm, yelling at me for waking him up because, you know, like I had a late night last night, all this other stuff. My mom comes out and says, what are you saying to my son? Like, leave him alone. It's in the afternoon. What are you doing? Like, look at yourself. And he does, do you know who the hell I am?
No.
He says, yeah. Yeah. And she says, yeah, you're the guy who ruined Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
That is amazing.
The Daily Mix Show.
What a comeback.
Oh, for sure. Nice job, Mom. Hey, do you think you could beat Steve Miggs? Maybe with the help of the cheat sheet that happened yesterday at 540 on the men's room? Call 206-803-ROCK if you would like to play Beat Miggs at 750.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.